Hello.
Hi, this is
Hi, Bridget.
Bridget Rudin.
Yes. Can you hear me better now?
Yes, it was really bad.
I am so sorry about that. I was just getting it fixed and I was just about to give you a call back. The reason why we were calling you today was so that we can get you connected to the editor.
Yes, because I don't understand this process
Yeah.
and what they do.
Do you mind if I go ahead and transfer your call to the editor right now?
Yes, do you know their name?
Yes, just a moment. Just a moment, please. Yes. So the editor is Josh, and I will be connecting you to him right now. Okay?
Josh, did you
Yeah.
say Josh?
Yes.
Okay.
All right. I'm just putting
Thank
you on a
you.
brief hold and you will be transferred shortly. All right.
Yes.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you so much for staying on the line. This is Josh speaking.
Hi, Josh. I'm just
Hi,
trying
Jade. How
to
are you doing
understand.
today?
Very good, and you?
I'm doing great. Thank you so much for asking. I just got to know about the concern, and I reviewed your project overall. So I just wanted to make sure that I'm taking care of these concerns from my end, and we're on the same page.
Sure.
Sounds great. So,
Well,
could you please elaborate a bit? I reviewed your messages and you had some concerns regarding the formatting and the spacing and the dotted lines, right?
First of all, keep in mind that I'm a brain injury survivor, so I need simple information, I guess. Number one is I didn't know why Brian sent it to me if I couldn't see that anything was changed in it. What was I to review?
Okay.
So
So whenever
therefore,
we send a file, whenever we send you the updated draft and you click on enable editing, you'll be able to view all the changes that are made from our end. So could you please try that, or in case if you want the changes to be highlighted, we can make it highlighted for you as well to make it more easier.
okay, so really, I mean, when I read what was written and it was the way everything was placed, it didn't look like what I experienced with the first time, my first book, the editor would just let me see things that had, I could tell were changed. So, the biggest one started with the content page, and all the lines weren't equal. And Brian said that this kind of thing won't happen till phase three.
Okay, got your concern. I'm reviewing the content page as well, and I do see that you raised a concern that the content page is not aligned properly, specifically the dotted lines that you mentioned. And apart from that, let me guide you all at once. And what were the other concerns that you mentioned? Okay, so what I was trying to say was that regarding the content page that you mentioned, first we are working on the main quality of the content. We are working on the main content and the main draft to make sure that there are no content changes required. The concern that you have raised, it's regarding the formatting. I have noted this down on my end. I'll make sure that this is corrected as well. What were the other concerns that you mentioned?
Well, when you look at it, I'm getting very nervous.
Yep, you mentioned, I have the draft and your email in front of me. You mentioned that you had concerns regarding the text size overall, and the quotes as well, they were not properly formatted. And you also mentioned that the quotes needed to be posted like normal, and like you have on the other books.
Well, yeah. I mean, am I wrong?
Your voice got cut off. I see that you mentioned that the quotes need to be posted like normal book, and they need to be included in the paragraph and not separately, right?
Right.
All right. So I have noted all these points down on my end, and I will be directing the team from my end to make sure that all these changes are catered, and we'll send you the updated file regarding this.
But do you see why I'm concerned?
I'm sorry, your voice got cut off.
Do you see why I'm concerned?
Yes, I do see I have the file in front of me. I do see all the changes that you mentioned. So basically how this works is that we first work on the main content of the book. We work on the main paragraphings and everything. We just want to make sure that all the content is completed. And then when we move to the next phase, that is the time when we work on the formatting. So as soon as we reach the next phase, we're going to work on all the points that you have mentioned, which includes the first content page and the dots that you mentioned, the text style as well, and also the text size. So once we reach the next phase, we're going to send you the updated file, which will have all these details corrected. Since we're working on the file edits right now, these will be updated in the next phase.
Okay, I just got very, very concerned. Confused is my word I'm trying to say. Confused.
Oh, nothing to worry about. Let me simplify it for you. So, Brigitte, how this works is that in the first phase, what we try to do is we work on the main content of the book. What we try to do is we make sure that all the editorial changes are completed. So as soon as all those changes are completed, like we send you the drafts, the updated drafts, and we then ask for your feedback, inquiring if any changes are to be made in any of the paragraphs. So once the file is completed, once the review is completed from your end, giving us the approval that the work and the paragraph does not need any changes in terms of the content of the book, then we move to the next phase where the editing team, my team, works on the formatting. So what I mean by formatting is all the things that you have mentioned, those will be covered in the next phase where we will be working on the spacing, the quotes, the text style, and all these things that you mentioned. So as soon as we reach the next phase, I assure you that all these things will be corrected and you're going to get a final draft of the book.
Okay. Just what font size is the actual words in each chapter? Do you know what I'm saying?
Yes, I got your point. Just give me a brief second. Let me check your book size and update you about the text size as well. Just give me a brief moment. Thank you so very much for staying on the line. I just had this checked, and the perfect font size for your book would be somewhere around 11 and 12.
Okay, just because if you just note this, that my first book had, you know, the larger font size. I don't know what the number was.
Uh-huh.
For, so it to be appropriate for people with disabilities to be able to read it more easily, not a smaller font.
Sounds great.
So
sounds great. I got your point.
I want them to know that. That's what I'm trying to say.
Perfect, perfect. Bridget, I got your point. Uh-huh.
Okay. When Brian sent this to me, was I supposed to, I don't know what I was supposed to do.
Okay, you can simply just review the main content and the main paragraphs of the book. You can just go through it and see if there's any grammatical changes that you would like or if you would like to add any further lines to your book. So that was the only review that was required from your end. Regarding the paragraphing and formatting, that is something that I'll take care from my end. And I'll make sure that the font size and everything is adjusted for the reader to be able to read all this properly and faces no hassle.
All right. I appreciate your time.
You're most welcome. It was a pleasure speaking to you, Bridget. And in case there's any concern, you can always reach out to us.
Okay.
Please take care of yourself. Have a wonderful day.
You too.
Thank you. Bye-bye.